Hi guys, welcome to my podcast session. I am going to share a topic on what's covered in a 4-hour CPR certification course. How much time does one require to learn the basics of CPR? Can you master CPR essentials if you dedicate a day to such learning? Or maybe a week? How about 4 hours? A high-quality CPR training online that is packed with information can be completed in a couple of hours. By joining CPR classes online, you will learn a lot more than you believe possible in that short span of time. Let's take a look at the key types of information that a 4-hour CPR course online will encompass. The core skills featured in online CPR training course. We would like to start by saying that CPR online courses are not created equal. There are programs that follow Red Cross guidelines and AHA online CPR courses. They offer a lot more value and insight than random online programs. So, it's vital to choose a learning program developed and delivered by experienced, knowledgeable instructors. Experts who have hands-on experience with CPR and first aid, as well as are CPR certified, are the ones that will provide the most reliable educational materials. Always check out the course curriculum before signing up for it, otherwise, you may end up wasting your time without learning the key things you need to know in order to address emergencies effectively. That being said, here is what a good CPR course online has to offer. CPR Essentials. This will give you the specific information you have come to the course for. The course should give you a clear explanation of what CPR is, how it works, what the benefits of CPR are, and when it should be administered. Performing CPR. This will show you the practical side of things. Once you have equipped yourself with the laws and the theory, it's time to learn how to perform CPR. This part of the course will focus on performing chest compressions, checking for response and continuing to deliver CPR until any emergency help arrives, and understanding CAB. Precautions. Speaking of your safety, it is another important aspect that will be covered in a good course, no matter how brief it is. The program should feature sufficient information on common risks and ensure your own safety administering CPR. Additional information. Apart from the above essentials, CPR courses that can be completed in a couple of hours often feature additional types of useful information. Some of these include the differences between performing CPR on adults and children, automated AEDs, and other special considerations. Legal considerations. Relevant considerations like the Good Samaritan Law have to be outlined in a CPR course. The same applies to patient consent and abandonment specifics. The CPR chain of survival. What steps should you undertake and in what order? Knowing the correct sequence can definitely save lives. Do not compromise with course quality. Do not compromise with course quality to benefit from affordability or rapid completion time. We have already talked about becoming CPR certified online and the essentials to pay attention to before signing up for a course. Ensure to follow those to make sure you know what you are looking for. To know more, contact us at www.cprprofessor.com. Thank you.